the HSE and the Department of Health planned closure and the politicians stopped it. Here's Paul Cullen, the health correspondent of the Irish Times, explaining what happened.
I think what our story today shows is that while we knew that Port Leash Hospital was the source of many controversies and there were internal reports calling for services to be curtailed there, it's clear from the documents we've obtained that both the HSE and the Department of Health were unanimous in deciding that some of the at-risk services should be curtailed and wound down. However, when they went, when they were summoned, in fact, to the offices of the politicians, we find that nothing more happened on that plan. And although services such as emergency and critical care and surgery were supposed to be reduced within a six-month period, nothing actually happened following meetings that were held between HSE officials and department officials when they were called to the Taoiseach's office and also to the office of the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, who is the local TD in the area.
Okay, so the charge is political interference in terms of optimal organisation and planning of our emergency department services. Joining on the line now, it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Fergal Hickey, Consultant in Emergency Medicine and Communications Officer with the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Good morning, Fergal. What's your reaction to this story?
Good morning, Ivan. Well, I mean, this doesn't come as a surprise to us. We know that the HSE carried out a very high-level comprehensive report on acute services in Port Leash in 2013. And the unanimous conclusion of that report was that certain services were not safe and sustainable and should be removed. That's referred to repeatedly in the subsequent HICRA report, but the report of the expert group was never published. And we've seen this over many years. We saw this with Roscommon. We've seen this with Navan. We're seeing it with Port Leash. Is that from a political perspective, the idea of making any change in a hospital that could be seen as negative is something that all politicians of all parties will oppose, whether they're in government or not. And I suppose you, Ivan, should understand that because you have been a TD and you understand the importance.
Well, Fergal, let me tell you, what will happen is you have 600 people in Roscommon or Sligo or Port Leash and they all get up and say, oh, the tractor turned over. It was a critical situation. If we've got to drive to Dublin or if we've got to drive 50 miles, it's a life and death issue. What do you say to that?
What I say is that this is what the expert group will have considered. So, I mean, this is an expert medical group who concluded that the current arrangements were unsafe. I think what the public need to appreciate, and this is probably the crux of the problem, is that having a building with a sign saying emergency department on that building does not constitute an emergency department. You need it to be adequately staffed with consultants, with experts. You need the hospital to have the infrastructure to support an emergency department. So acute medicine, acute surgery, you know, if you're going to take major trauma, you need orthopedics on site and so on. And these things are simply not there in Port Leash. They weren't there in Roscommon. They're not there in Port Leash. They're not there in Navan. And yes, you know, the fact that there is a particular individual story or an individual concern seems to have the capacity to trump medical common sense and logic. I mean, this isn't been said by people who have a vested interest in supporting a neighbouring hospital. These were people who came to look at the situation as it existed and concluded rightfully in our view, that the situation in Port Leash was unsafe.
And so therefore your net point is, if you find yourself in an accident or a critical situation, you want to be in the best surroundings with scale, with the best science to aid your recovery. And the travel time is a minor factor in that, is it?
It's a much less factor than has been repeatedly stated to be. Now, of course, the solution is, to, insofar as you can, is to bring the hospital to the patient. So by improving the capability of the ambulance service in terms of expertise and what procedures they can carry out and their general professionalism, then you can bring the patient care as close to the patient as possible. But bringing somebody critically ill or injured to a hospital that doesn't have the infrastructure to manage that patient properly just means that a delay to somewhere that can do the necessary interventions is delayed. And that, unfortunately, is what we've seen repeatedly over many years. I mean, we have, as you know, 29 emergency departments in the country. That is far too many for our size. we cannot adequately staff those departments as it stands. And if we are going to have a decent quality emergency service going forward, we need fewer but better resourced, better staffed facilities with better infrastructure. And we need to get away from the sort of parish pump politics which tends to trump everything. This is a patient safety issue, ultimately.
Dr. Fergal Hickey, Consultant in Emergency Medicine and Communications Officer at the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine.